Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, lots of letters, Gronk, and coming Georgia. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Comedian Jimmy Gaffigan. I heard a snippet of something. Are you a vegetarian?
Well, I'm not a strict vegetarian. I eat beef and pork. And chicken. But not fish, because that's disgusting. Yeah. How can you tell when fish goes bad? It smells like fish either way. It smells like a dumpster. Let's eat it. I can't believe we're still serving fish with the heads on there. You know, don't you always feel like that eye's looking at you? Yeah, you know, hey, you don't mind if I watch me eat my body. Pig roast, they always have that pig head sitting there, which is sad, you know, because you can tell they killed a pig when it was eating an apple. Hey, pig, you want an apple? Sure. What do you do with that spear? Ow! I do love the vegetarians. I love when they try and impress you. Like, I haven't had meat in 5 years. I haven't had a banana in a month. See me, Brian? Do you know what they do to those chickens? No, but it's delicious. If you could get me the recipe. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love animals. I just love to eat them more. Fun to pet, better to chew.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I have some letters.
We got
letters.
We got cool. Gronk at Disney World. Oh. Oz the Great and Powerful, 2013.
Yeah. No good.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't be.
Some of your letters about how you loved it, and I'll.
6.3 on a 10 scale, it says.
I'll find out your address. And
oh, they found that crow.
They did?
Oh, they did.
The pine crow? Oh, that's crow? So great.
Where was it?
Oh, no, this is not. This
was
is
it on the causeway?
I loved it.
I loved it.
I was going to read the letter.
All right.
Bony Labyrinth.
There was the pied crow.
Yes.
Escaped from the Dallas
Zoo. Exactly. Pied.
Pied. Like the Pied Piper. He wore two different colors.
Yes,
oh, that's
exactly.
Why they call him the Pied Piper?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He had like a jester's outfit.
He goes, someone found the crow in the road. It flew off before it got hit by a car.
Well, that's
but
good.
It's okay. It was a close call.
Thank you. Causeway.
Thank you, James. Well, that wasn't in the letter.
Work Causeway into that. You'd have some.
Well done, James.
Hey, Rob Gronkowski went to Disney World celebrating the Super Bowl. He taught Mickey and Minnie how to do the Gronk spike.
And they taught him how to write his name.
Oh. Wow. He's not a smart man.
I think he...
I like him, but he's a blockhead, isn't he?
I think he graduated from Arizona State, I think.
Yeah, who couldn't?
He seems like a blockhead, though.
No, he's a doctor in physics, I think.
Really?
Chick, I think he went to U of A, because I had a buddy that used to see him around Tucson, I guess the second semester of his senior year.
Maybe it was U of A.
He declared for the draft, but he would just be partying.
University of Phoenix Online is harder than Arizona State.
Gosh, come on. Don't say that.
Josh, would you like to give your email out?
But his move is the Gronk spike.
Yeah, a window into his creativity. He just spikes it really, really hard.
Yeah. And that guy's a winner. Come on, he's great.
According to reports, Buccaneers tight end visited the theme park Monday. He took part in a lightsaber battle. It was real. And demonstrated his signature spike. In a video shared onto TikTok, Gronk explains, take the football, grasp it with your palm, and Gronk spike right off the belly of the football.
That's fun.
It's fun.
Mickey then mimics Gronk.
Putting some sugar in your coffee there, Tommy?
Oh, is that making noise?
Yes, it makes noise every time. It makes
you know,
so
it's
much
not
noise.
Like we haven't mentioned
you
it
You know,
before.
Why don't you turn your mic off when you do that?
Okay, all right. Calm down.
Mickey then mimicked Gronk, spiked his own football, but it bounced up and hit him in the face, and the character, in quotes, had to be taken to the onside.
Balls.
Balls.
I've got a better name for
leaving
it.
Gronk and Minnie to their...
What do you call
what
it?
Is it?
The Begronkadonk.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be great? The Gronk spike, as Chick pointed out, rather weak.
Has nothing to do with his ass.
Yeah, it's kind of a dated term.
How about a spike for that?
Oh, I'm sorry. No? Badonkadonk isn't fresh.
No one has said badonkadonk since like 2010. Yeah.
Oh, 1995.
That honky tonk badonkadonk. I think I was the last person to say it.
Yeah, Begronkadonk. Yeah, it doesn't even hold.
I like Begronkadonk.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You can do Begronkadonk.
Who did honky tonk badonkadonk?
I don't remember.
A country guy?
Yeah.
I want to say Trey Sack.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking in my head.
It wasn't Hootie?
So, but the Gronk spike, which, by the way, they'll be able to call the huge spike in COVID-19 in the Tampa area.
No kidding.
In about 2 weeks.
Totally. I like Gronk because he was out of the NFL. No teams wanted him. And then he caught 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was so fun. Yeah. I like him, too, because he's who I want a good football player to be. He's having fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's also an incredible guy when it comes to charity and kids.
Oh, sure.
I want to know.
He's got a really cool family. And
when he took the year off, he was like, I don't know, 190?
Thin.
Yeah. And then he came back, and now he's 260 again. Ooh. I don't know.
I like him, too.
How you do that.
But he is fun to joke about him being a meathead.
Who's the Australian actor that I just read about that's...
Russell Crowe?
No.
Hugh Jackman?
Sorry, I'll think of
it. Keep going.
He's got a brother.
Got a brother? Helmsworth.
Kangaroo Jack.
Chris Helmsworth.
Chris, yeah, one of the Helmsworth guys, I guess, is
Dingo Billy.
Is in one of the superhero movies.
Oh, my God, he's the
But apparently
Dingo
he's like,
the best. Great.
He's just jacked himself
right,
all up.
Right, and his double can't keep up with him.
Yes.
I read that article, too. That
really?
Yeah, his
double. Yeah, that guy's built.
What is the, which one of the movies is that?
Thor.
The Marvel
he's
movies.
In the Marvel movies.
Yeah, he works out so much, he's Thor.
Oh!
that is very funny. Mark that down. You got a paycheck.
Thor.
First one
really
this week.
Thor.
He's my favorite.
I bet.
Oh,
you can climb him like a tree.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the guy that was in the racing movie?
Yes.
Yep.
Good
Absolutely.
Actor.
That was it. What was that one?
Ron Howard's Rush.
Yes. Oh, that's a great movie.
That is as under.
Niki Lauda.
I don't know if it's underrated or underseen, but that's a great
I think underseen.
Great movie.
That was terrific.
Yeah.
We've talked to Ron Howard a couple times. But
the most chilling words in Hollywood. Directed by Ron Howard.
What do you mean? Oh, he's great movies. He's a
really
great guy. And he's got a terrific teachable thing you can see in the internet. Never mind. Sorry,
Masterclass, yeah.
Greetings from coming. C-U-M-M-I. Greetings
Georgia.
From coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about you coming?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I can't tell you how excited I was to hear my hometown mentioned on your show.
Is this a coming man or a coming woman?
This is from Gene.
Not very many coming
It's G-E-N-E, so presumably it's a guy.
Does she write for the paper incoming?
He.
What is the paper incoming?
Well, there's 2 editions. There's the coming early and the coming late.
Willie! Yeah, the coming late is the daily Paxil. Sometimes I do jokes just for Josh.
Look at how proud that dad is of his son. Look at him.
He goes, we do have a giant water tower right off the main highway. Celebrating coming. I enjoyed Pat's song very much. The story was a guy in Cumming, Georgia.
Apparently likes to be naked in his neighbor's yard.
Well, he was arrested for, quote, I'll read it right here from the Forsyth Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's not the name of the paper. The Forsyth Herald.
You're on fire today.
Let me find the... I want to get the wording right. He goes, okay, the man allegedly committed a lewd act on the victim's front porch before leaving.
Oh.
And they have, as they say, footage of it.
Mm-hmm.
If they've got footage, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Come on. Good for this guy. Thank you very much. All right, now we have a phone call, apparently. Can you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, hi,
Floyd.
I've enjoyed your lewd act program.
Thank you, Floyd.
Thank you. That's ecstatic. I don't want to know. Make sure I heard you right. You said some fella was coming up on someone's front porch buck naked.
No, that's right. He was arrested. Yeah, yeah.
That reminds me of the time me and Big D went on vacation to the Poconos for a wedding anniversary.
Oh, how romantic.
Boy, that place was something else, Christy. Not had bad. A heart-shaped bed.
Yeah.
Heart-shaped bath. But unfortunately, I forgot my heart medication, so we had to keep the tub time to a minimum.
Okay.
But I took her to a nice dinner, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean to brag much about it, but they had cloth napkins at every table. I mean, you could have made two or three good quilts out of what they spent just to wipe your face with.
Oh, sure.
And afterward, we went down to straight to see one of those burlesque shows you see on the pamphlet at the Best Western, you know.
Oh, wow.
Burlesque shows are great on the couch. You finally get to see what them gals from roller derby look like if they could afford glamour shots. One gal came over to our table, started making small talk. Boy, her thighs were thicker than Earl Campbell's.
Uh-huh.
No Big D. She had forearms like Steve Garvey and birth band hips like Rick Mahorn. You know, the kind of guy that kindly makes you want to start farming again. And what she found out, it was our anniversary, she insisted on dancing for us.
Oh.
Well, she stepped up on our table, son, started going to town, doing the do-si-do regular, mixed in a little two-step, started talking like you see on TV. Hey, she'll kick a shine when you hear this. After about 3 minutes, I said, great legs. She said, well, thank you, sir. I said, I meant the table legs to be able to support all that weight. Not to mention the size 12 shoe. You didn't even step in a cream cord. I would have never said that. Size 12 trotters. Boy, she was madder than the West Hornets there. She went back into roller derby mode. I thought Big D and I were going to have to call the fuzz on her. But thank God we were already on the rascals, had the jump on her getting through the back door before she lost her temper for her. Boy, that Super Bowl shit didn't go as planned as we thought, did it?
No.
I'll hang up and listen to you.
Okay, thank you, Floyd. That was very helpful.
Trotters for feet.
Putting me away every single time. They serve cream corn at the burlesque show.
Hey. Trotters make a nice, sensible shoe.
Josh, look at my piece of paper. What did I just write down? Cream corn. That was the sales pitch.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Okay, stupid world record.
Like corn casserole?
Wait a second. You don't like cream corn?
Of course I like cream corn.
So are you one of
these?
Do you make
this
it,
is
do you make it with almond milk, you
we
socialist?
We have off the air.
Did you see that commercial?
Almond milk?
Odie or whatever that guy's name?
Oh, I hated that commercial so much.
I think that probably worked, though. I think it was so annoying people were talking about it.
No, it was the founder of the company. I get you learn piano over quarantine. Great. Hire a musician. Why did people new CEOs think that people want to see their face for everything? No, just get someone to sing the damn song.
Yeah, that's the other thing is every company wants the origin story.
Oh,
yeah.
Everyone. Oh, my father started this.
It's proving that consumers want the origin story. So,
Well, we invented fire and then.
Yeah.
Sorry. You don't like cream corn, Christy?
I love cream corn. I asked, do you like corn casserole?
Corn
Have
casserole.
You ever had that?
Oh,
I'm a big
fan. You put,
I am a big fan.
What is it? 4 cups of sugar.
Yeah.
And then cream cheese.
Corn soup.
Chowder? I use sour cream.
God,
and
corn chowder anytime.
Oh. And that Jiffy cornbread mix. And you make,
I'm a huge cream fan. I'm a huge corn fan. I want to say hello to all the farmers out there. Got a really nice letter from a dairy farmer. I'll have to dig it out.
Working hard. You and big dairy.
No matter a big dairy. This is a guy and his wife getting up early every morning and working their buns off.
Yeah, that's a
so that I can have real butter and real cream, unlike the commies out there who want, I can't believe it's butter. I can believe it's not butter.
What about the almond milk industry?
Plastic credit card.
What about them?
If you have an almond milk or oat milk.
Oh, almond milk is delicious on cereal. Admit that. I eat it on my
vanilla flavored.
There's
of course.
A vanilla flavored oat milk out there that's to die for.
Well, I'm a big
I
fan
like
of
milk.
Real cream.
It's fine.
You know what's in this coffee right now?
Milk.
Cream.
I know. Oh.
Tom, do you want to know what else is in your coffee?
You went to the bed.
Really? You couldn't resist?
Even with Godwin,
right here.
It's going to take a while for you to run out of cream, mister.
Okay.
Oh, she loaded him up?
Oh, she loaded your ass up with cream, pal.
That's
that's right.
Well, I didn't load her ass up with cream. That'd be very awkward.
Oh, my gosh.
For a number of reasons.
Actionable.
Yeah.
Hey, you, video. You set yourself up for that. So if she comes to you bitching,
world
it's your fault.
Jeez. Doesn't happen. World records coming up.
You're not going to get to it?
Check what happened to your fingernail. I just noticed it's a big bruise.
I caught my finger, my index finger.
Did he cross his legs?
Yes. I was
giving a prostate exam to one of your buddies.
Very nice gentleman.
Chick does the Saturday night bus station prostate exam.
Classic chick. I took my Herbie to the Kirby, my trash bin.
Yeah.
I called it the Herbie.
Aww.
Okay.
And I shut the lid and I caught my finger in the hinge.
Ooh,
and that's smart. So.
And it would not let go. So I guess I'm going to lose that nail.
Gosh, that hurts.
You're going to lose that nail.
Hey, it's a Beatles tune.
You're going to lose. I can't hit that note, Pat. I can't hit any of them.
We were talking about me catching my finger in the Herbie that I put out at the Kirby, my trash bin. And I texted Jess Hooker last night, and of course, I put this up on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. She texted me right back a picture of a fish she was preparing. I don't know what that's about.
First of all, it looks like you're giving her the finger.
Oh, it does.
Does it really?
And secondly, I think it's the angle of the fish. Oh, wait a minute. We've got a guest. Okay, I just noticed up there. We have the other Jess, Jessica Alsman,
mm-hmm.
has joined us.
I'm glad fish reminded me and my
No.
Finger.
No, he was discussing a photograph from the other Jess. Oh, boy, I've already blown this.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. Yeah,
I like your raspberry-colored suit.
That's a shirt?
Yeah.
It's a shirt. How about top?
Does that go all the way to the bottom?
It doesn't.
Okay.
What the hell is wrong with you? It's a shirt.
Do those legs go all the way up?
I wish. Really short legs.
When do you think the last time somebody said that to a woman is? Well, or was?
Probably during the Super Bowl. Hey.
Did those legs go all the way up?
Yeah, in Vegas.
I was going to say, it probably was the last time that a man got slapped in the face.
Got a letter from Vegas.
Oh, yeah, baby, go.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I just want you to know I spent the Super Bowl in Vegas the whole weekend. It was a great experience. Every casino had the game playing on TVs and over the speakers. I won big at the tables during the game.
How about that?
And by the way, Christy, you are my favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that nice?
This guy's a genius.
Thank you, John.
Awesome.
Judging by his email address, a Chevrolet driver.
Oh, cool.
John, congratulations. They make very fun.
What does it say, like Camaro Don?
I'm not going to read it.
Oh.
He's got his, mentions the Chevrolet products. Thank you very much. I drive a Suburban.
A Chevy.
The big boy.
Get
and I got this
Vegas.
Letter. I was watching the movie Die Hard last night.
So why wouldn't you?
And I heard Hans Gruber use the phrase, the benefits of a classical education.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Which I have blurted out many a time. Yes,
yes,
that is the source, sir.
Yes.
That is the reference that I am making. Now, we return to look up the screen, and I see, there's Pat Godwin.
Hey.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
The man of 1,000 glasses, by the way.
Yep, I need
Are you ready with the challenge, the Pat Godwin challenge?
Oh, sure, I'll do it for you.
And the Boney Labyrinth song?
Now explain the Bony Labyrinth origin story.
You were talking about fenestration and teaching us the definition of that word. It's the arrangement of windows, most commonly.
Well, I was whining because so many buildings are built with windows that don't open.
And you said the fenestration of these windows are these buildings with windows.
It's irritating.
And we look, but it also is in a medical procedure.
Fresh air. And if ever there was a year we needed fresh air, this is the one.
And they were talking about the bony labyrinth of your ear, and I heard that phrase, and I just automatically thought, well, that sounds like a song.
You got a song?
Pat.
It vibrates in your ears. It's a bony labyrinth. Hey, you can't hear. It sucks.
All right.
It's a bony labyrinth.
Hey, get a dog go.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.